Yerushalayim, because you can never tell, maybe you'll be stuck and you use it. Av lo yisuhu so takiv v'chatzi takiv v'kav v'chatzi kav v'roiva v'tumen v'chatzi tumen. All these are different type of measurements. All these measurements you're supposed to have. The Rashbam says tumen means ikal meima hainu shminas halug, that's an eighth of a lug. All these are legal measurements you should have. V'yuchla. V'kamehi uchla, how much is this measurement of an uchla? Echad mechamisha berevia, one fifth of a quarter. That's what it is. Over midas halach huwaisa. Now, before we're talking about midas hayovish, dry things. What about measuring of liquid? Over midas halach huwaisa hin vechatzi hin or shlisha shahin or revias hin velug vechatzi lug or revias ushminas. Yevi'echad mishmoyne b'shminas. V'zeyu kurtov, that's a kurtov. For the Gemara of 11, nami kabayim, why don't we also make two kabs already? And the Gemara 9, also lachlufay b'tarkiv. Then we'll become mistaken that to be a tarkiv. Yeah. Hashem says, v'levan nami kabayim means lehevei shlishis ha-saw, one third of a saw, kiyechid ha-tikin shlishis ha-hin, u'mashani yosel ha-chlufei b'tarkiv. People come and make mistakes with the tarkiv, but that's also do shlosh ha-kabin. Yeah. Alma Zemar says, toyu inchi tilsa, that a person can make a mistake by a third. For the mori hochi, if so, kav namila levit. We should also not have a measurement of a kav. The Yoslech Lufay Bechatzi Tarkiv. They come to make a mistake about a Chatzi Tarkiv. So Elamer, what do you have to answer? People don't make mistakes by a third. So Elamer, the Pshat is like this. Kabayim Hainu Taimed Eloyovid. You know why we do not make a measuring of two calves, Kabayim. The Yoslech Lufay Bechatzi Tarkiv. They come to make a mistake Bechatzi Tarkiv. Now, how much is the difference then? Al matoyin shereviya, that a quarter, that they could make a mistake. To make a mistake of a third, that's too big of a mistake. But to make a mistake by one quarter, then people may make a mistake. Samar says, Ihochi, if you're afraid they'll make a mistake by a quarter, Ihochi, chatzi tumen viyuchla lelevid. They should not make a chatzi tumen and uchla shouldn't make. Because that's also a quarter of a difference. Amra popo, midos ketanois bekiyabu inchi. Now, the small measuring that everybody's a bucky in, we won't come to make any mistakes. Shlisha shehin, revia shehin, lo levit makasha now, a third of a hin or a quarter of a hin, lo levit they should not make, kivon the heavy b'mikdash, lo gozabu rabbonin. The pshat is, since they had this in the base of mikdash, therefore rabbonin weren't gozer. For the more b'mikdash nam eligzo, why weren't the gozer in the mikdash? Because Kahanim's reason haim. And there in the Migdash you won't be afraid to make any mistakes in measuring, because in the base of Migdash you're always reason haim. Therefore the Rabbanan left it that we can have these type of measurings, a chatzihin, raviyasihin. These measures we can still have. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Ein moisifan al hamidos yoysa mishtus. You're not allowed to add on to the midos, to the measuring, more than a sixth. For loyala matveya yosem ishtus, you can't add on to the value of a coin more than a sixth. Feha mistakir, if somebody does business and wants to gain on the deal, al yishtakir yosem ishtus, you can't make more than a sixth profit on a sale. Now, ein moisifan ala midas yosem ishtus, what are you telling me? You can't add on to the weights more than a sixth. My time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum, Afku Yitaroh Shtus, Afku Yitaroh, because you're going to ruin the market value, it's going to, not going to be worth so much, if the scales are off a sixth, so the whole price, like you're giving him way too much. Ram says, Mishum Afku Yitaroh, Mishum Aviyim Tfu Lakan, Kish Yerusha Sifu Amidois, Yoikru, that they'll bring all their foods, all the people come to buy over here. So, for the Gemara, shtus nami loy. Even a sixth also you shouldn't be able to. But what's the difference? If you're telling me now you can't add on to it, because then what, the people come to bring all the merchandise here, so even a sixth also you shouldn't be able to add on to the weights. Elo mishum mano, that's the pshat. The loyla have a bitul mekach. Because we know whenever you jip a person a sixth, then it's called a bitul mekach. But vice versa, less than a sixth though, usually less than a sixth, the mekach is not bottle, but the person has the right to say, you jip me, give me back the money. So vice versa, but if the minig hamakim is that everybody knows we charge you like up until a sixth, so it's called like mechila, then he's mechil, so there's no bitul mekach, then the sale goes good. I the Omar Rova called Dover Shabamido Shavishka Shabaminion Afilo Pochas Mechtayano Khoiser. I Rova says, when do we say if you jip the sixth? Then you have a right to be Khoiser, it's a bit of Mekach, it's only by regular sale. For whenever I measure off, like I say, give me a pound or give me a pint, and you jip me by even a small amount, automatically it's a Mekach choice. Because I'm telling you clearly, I want this midah, I want this mishka, I want this minion. So then how could you tell me less than a shtus, it's not bottle, even less than a sixth also? That's the klal. Afilu pochus michteyano chayzer. Like whenever the guy says clearly, I want this amount of measurements, so you have to give him this much. So again, so what's the pshat? Why up until a sixth, you could add on the measuring? Elo, the loyal have a pseudo litagro. There shouldn't be any pseudo, any laws for the business people. Litagro for the merchants. For the Gemara, pseudo who the loyal have a lay, rabchalay boy. Like Manishach, you're just telling me they shouldn't have any loss. But if so, you can tell me they're not going to have any gain. Like, what kind of merchant is he? Zovin v'zovin tagrikri. Like a guy that buys and sells it at the same price, he's not a businessman. Like, what is he doing then? He's wasting his time. Like, pshit, if you buy something, then you sell it, you do it to make some profit. So, Elo Amar Rav Chizda, Shmuel Kro Ashkach V'dorach. Shmuel found the posik, and he dashed this posik, that it says, V'hashekel Esrim Geira, Esrim Shkolim, Chamisha V'yesrim Shkolim, Asara V'chamisha Shekel, Hamana Yilachem. That's what it should be from you. So it's mashm over here that they added on up until the sixth. So kids, the mashm from these psukim, you see that you're allowed to add on to the weights up until the sixth, and echlami, a sixth, not, but up until the sixth, that's what you're letting it onto the scale.
Yeah.
Mono, mosam v'yaboyim heve, what there are 240. So how do you say, mono, how do you say, what 100? Ay, it's mosam v'yaboyim heve, el shmamina klas. We hear from there three things. Shmamina, mono shel kodesh, kofel hoya. That the mona of Hegdish was double the amount. Ushma mina moisif and ala midas. You're allowed to add on to the midas. And also the klal is, v'yein moisif and yosem ishtus. You're not allowed to add on more than a shtus. Kin on more than a sixth. Ushma mina shtus milabar. That the shtus tak is milabar from the outside. All right, we'll stop here. What?
Again, was that Omar Shmuel, Ain Moisif and Al Hamidos, Yosem Mishtus, you're not allowed to add on to the weights more than a sixth. Even if the whole town agrees to add on to the weights, still you should not do it more than a sixth. Loyala matveya yosem mishtus. Who are then if the ear wants to add on to the coins to make it a sixth more, to make the coin worth more, you shouldn't do it more than a shtus, more than a sixth. And we have mishtaka yosem mishtus. When you do business, when you sell things and buy things, you shouldn't make profit more than a sixth. Now it explains. Ein moisifen al hamidos yosei mishtus. You're not supposed to add on to the midos. You can't add on to the weights a sixth. So my time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, mishum afkuye teroi, because you're going to change the market price that way, siv so shtus namiloi, even to raise it, even a shtus should also be yosei. Like you're going to change the market price because of this. Ela rather mishum I know. Ela my, the reason why you can't eat a sixth is because the pasha of I know, like you're jipping him. And I know a 1/6 is bottle, you have a right to be choiza. The loyal have a bitul mekach, it should not come out to be a bitul mekach. So Mora says no. Anyway, Rama Rava, Rava said that kol dover sheba mida, anything that you do when you measure, the sheba mishkal, the sheba minyan, whether it's in a midin, a measurement, or a mishkal, a weight, or a minyan, or a count, afilu pochus mechtaya no choizer. Even if it gyps you less than a sixth, still you have a right to be choizer. So here, by the weights, if it's a question of being choizer, you can be choizer even less than a sixth. Elo the pshat is the loylehevei pseido litagro, that there should not be a loss for the tagro. That like for the seller, for the one that sells these things, for the storekeeper, there shouldn't be a loss. So Gemara asks, if that's the pshat, pseido who the loylehevei, we're only afraid he shouldn't have a loss. But Rav Choloi Boi, he doesn't have to have any gain, so what kind of like salesman is he? Zovin, zovin, vizovin, tig rikri. The guy buys and sells at the same price. What kind of businessman is he? He's not gaining anything. Therefore, Elo Amar Rav Chizda, Shmuel Kro Ashkach Vodoros. Shmuel Taka found a pasuk in Cheskel that's mashma, that it's possible to add on to the weights 1/6. The pasuk says, V'ha Shekel Eschrim Geira, that the Shekel was